الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ويرضى ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. All praise, all glory and complete submission is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete salutations and perfect salutations be upon our noble beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallama and upon his noble and purified family and upon the illustrious companions and all of those up until the day of Qiyamah who follow in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah, and may our attendance become a means for our forgiveness, for our guidance and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the majestic and beautiful Quran, He reminds us, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that indeed in all of the stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, there is an ibrah. An ibrah means a lesson. It means some important information, some reflection, some pieces of wisdom which are placed therein by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But who can uncover this wisdom and this understanding? Ibratul li'ulil albab, for those people of reflection, for those people of intelligence and understanding. People who not just read the Quran for the sake of reading, but rather they read and attempt to understand the Quran. And in today, inshaAllah al-Aziz, we will talk about this very, very beautiful story that we all are aware of, the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. But we will try to use our wisdom and our intellect to uncover the true ibrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within this. Ibrah in the Arabic language comes from abraha, which basically means to cross over from something. Just like a bridge is used to cross from one point to another. An ibrah is from ignorance towards ilm, towards knowledge, from darkness towards the light, from the disobedience to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ibrah, this reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for those people of intelligence. And this is something that we need to try to develop within our lives as well, to uncover all of these bridges that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the stories, in the Qur'an, for us to cross over and to get closer to Allah azza wa jal. And the story which we are all very well aware of in the Qur'an is the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his asa. And asa is the stick or the staff that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam used to hold in his right hand. Very much like the shepherds, and very much like the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and all other prophets of Allah azza wa jal, they would have this staff, this stick that they would hold and they would utilize. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, in this particular story that we will discuss today, mentions, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى, that what is that in your right hand, O Musa? Now the question that we need to ask ourselves here at the outset is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not see everything? Does He not hear everything? Does He not know everything? Which is of course correct. He sees everything, He knows everything, and undoubtedly He sees everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He is the one who created the hand by which he is holding the staff. He is the one who created the tree from which the staff came from. He is the one who created every single thing in existence, everything that we know, then everything that we do not know. So here we can't look at the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioning Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, trying to find out, or how we say when we are inquisitive towards our children, Ekiya, we can see what they have in their hand, we can see what they are holding, but we still say, Ekiya, what is this thing? To kind of get a reaction or response from that particular individual. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he received this revelation, this conversation that he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam didn't just respond like many of us, our children respond today, oh, it's this, and this give a one-worded answer. Because he could have given a one-worded answer, but no, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam didn't just suffice and say, it's a staff, or it's a piece of wood. No, he said, it is my staff. And this is a very crucial thing for us to reflect upon. قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى, that this is my staff that I use, that I lean upon, that I use to guide my flock, that I use to hit the trees, to have the fruits fall down, or to take the leaves off from the tree. And I use it for many, many other things. The question was simple, what is it? Could have answered, it's the staff. But no, he showed and expressed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's no ordinary staff. And this is what I use it for. So if I were to point at a chair here in this particular room, I would ask you, what is this? And you would simply give an answer, it is a chair. You wouldn't go on and carry on describing this is the chair. But if I were to point at your phone, you would say, oh, this is my phone. Because it's something important to you, something which is very, very meaningful to you, something which is necessary and part and parcel of who you are. You say, it's my phone, I use it for this, I need it for this, I do this, 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 this. You'd give a long, lengthy explanation of what it is. Similarly, if a person had a very, very special pen, a pen that they use, and you'd say, what is this pen? And you say, this is a special pen, a pen that my grandfather gave me on his deathbed. Before he was passing away, he said, putter, or my nephew, or my son, here, take this pen and use it. And ever since I got this pen, I use it for every single contract. I use it to sign every single important document in my life. It's very, very meaningful, sentimental, and it's very important to me. Now imagine, after understanding and recognizing how important that pen is to you, how important that mobile phone is to you, then I were to say to you, get rid of it. What would your response be? Pagal, you know, this guy, does he understand anything what he's saying? Look what I've just explained to him, and he's telling me, get rid of it. Get rid of your phone. Ask your child now, get rid of your phone. They'll look at you and like, the thing, you lost your marbles. They think, pagal ho gaya. So you tell somebody to get rid of that special pen, they will not listen to you whatsoever, because it is a special thing which is necessary for you. But look at the conversation and the dialogue between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He asks him what in his right hand, even though he knows what it is, even though he sees what he uses it for. And Musa alayhi salam tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how important it is for him, how necessary it is, how he uses it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَأَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى, get rid of it, throw it down, drop down your staff, throw it away right now. Imagine now, I've asked you about your phone, I've asked you about that special pen, I've asked you about something very important to you, and then I say to you, just get rid of it. How many of us would listen to me, or listen to the imam, or listen to their parent, or listen to somebody in authority and say, okay, I'll get rid of it? They wouldn't. You would think 100 things. You'd say, no, 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 I can't do this, I can't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, after he's saying, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ, and then after he mentions, وَأُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ, قَالَ أَلْقِهَا, just get rid of it, throw it down. And then look at the response. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, immediately, فَأَلْقَاهَا, immediately Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam throws down the staff, even though he needs it to hold himself, to lean, to walk, for his sheep, for his flock, for the trees, for so many other things. Allah commanded, Al-Qiha, and Musa alayhi salam, the fa'fawriya, which means instant, immediately, fa'alqaha, immediately he threw it. And this teaches us a very important lesson of obedience. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though things may be precious to you, things may be sentimental to you, things may be necessary for you, things may be extremely important to you, when a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, we don't think, we don't use our logic, we don't use our emotions, we utterly submit and obey, and فَأَلْقَاهَا, just like Musa alayhi salam threw it down, we throw it. We push it away, we drop our staff without thinking, no matter how much we need it, no matter how necessary it is. Musa alayhi salam didn't have something haram in his hand. He had a part of a tree in his hand. He had the staff in his hand. He was using it for the correct things, for something completely halal, something completely necessary. In spite of all of these things, he throws it away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that point I want you to reflect upon today. What does that staff represent to you in your life, or in this particular story? What do we carry in our hands? Is it alcohol that we carry that is important to us? Cigarettes, vaping, drugs, pornography, music, relationships, backbiting, gambling, lying? What are the things that we are carrying in our right hand? What are the things that we are carrying in our left hand? What are the types of staffs that we carry in our lives? What does the staff represent for you as an individual? What are you carrying? But the answer to all of this is, whatever it may be, if any of these things are contrary to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must immediately throw down your staff. Just the way Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam did. Completely obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not hesitate. We know riba is haram. We're not even going towards the halal element. We know taking interest, giving interest is haram. Why do we not throw it away the way Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam threw it away immediately upon the command of his Lord? We know alcohol, buying it and selling it in every single form is haram. Why do we still have off licenses? Why are we not throwing these things away from our lives? We know pornography is haram. Why do we still go towards it? We know drugs are haram. Why do we still consume it or buy it and sell it or allow it? We know cigarettes are detrimental, as is vaping. Why do we still have that in our right hand, vaping away, smoking away? Has the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not come to you where he said, throw it away? وَلَا تُهُلِكُوا, don't destroy yourselves with your own very hands, with that same hand that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had, with the music that we put on, with the relationships that we have, with the people that we touch with those very hands, with the gambling that we do, with the lying that we do, and so many other things that we do that we think are necessary or important, that you need them. You don't need them, especially because they're haram. When the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to you, brothers, sisters, whatever it may be in your right hand, throw it away, just the way Musa alayhi salam did. فَأَلْقَاهَا, he didn't argue, didn't talk, didn't discuss, didn't anything. Allah commanded it, I've thrown it away. How many commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have come to us in our life? With all of the things that I've mentioned and so many more, how many have we thrown away, or do we bring them closer and closer to ourselves, closer and closer to our hearts? I can't get rid of this. I need this. I need this. I want this. I need this. No, Look at Musa alayhi salam. فَأَلْقَاهَا. He got rid of it. He threw his staff down. And this is a lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. This is true obedience. This is true submission. This is true fellowship. This is how you completely follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his ahkam, and how you follow the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. فَأَلْقَاهَا. فَأَلْقَاهَا. Just remember that. He did it immediately. No time was spent. It doesn't mention in the Quran, ثُمَّ أَلْقَاهَا. Then after a short period of time, then he threw it. Or after using it for his last time, then he threw it. No. فَأَلْقَاهَا. Immediately, he threw it away when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. Often, when we do inevitably muster the strength in our life to do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we eventually do the right thing or the halal thing, we as human beings, we expect something in return. We expect to be appreciated. We expect to be rewarded. You listen to me, what do children want? Sweets, hugs, kisses. What do we want? Certificates, rewards. We want something always in return when we follow a rule, when we obey our parents, when we obey our elders, when we obey something, we want something in return. And this is the same thing that we want even from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here, ask yourself the next question. Did Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam expect anything from Allah azza wa jal in return? No. Did he say, Allah, I've done something for you, say thank you to me? No. Did he say, Allah, that I threw the staff down, have you turned my staff into gold? No. No expectation, no asking for appreciation or reward. He just obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His staff did not turn into gold or diamonds or anything else. He just threw it. And this is the thing that we need to learn as well. Throw things away when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following verses say to Musa alayhi salam, well done, shabash, you've done something. No, we come to salah, we give our zakah, we perform our hajj, we do all of these things, and what do we expect? We expect something in return from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, you do it because it is a command from your Lord, not because you want something in return. So this goes in the same principle as well, that our sisters who don't put on the hijab, when they put on the hijab, and people start making fun of you, and people start, you know, saying stuff to you, or you may get fired from your job because of your hijab, don't just think, okay, Allah, I did this for you. Where is my appreciation? Where is my reward? Allah, what did I get out of this? You may stop selling alcohol. You may close your off license. You may stop selling cigarettes. And then your business goes down and you say, Ya Allah, I left alcohol for you. I left cigarettes for you. I left all of these haram things for you. Ya Allah, look at my hal. Look at my situation. Think about the stories in the Quran when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said no to fornication, said no to zina. Was he rewarded immediately? No, what happened? He was thrown into jail. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam destroyed all of the statues and the idols, was he rewarded by his community? No, he was thrown into the fire. When the people, when the magicians of Fir'aun, when they submitted Amanna bi Rabbi Musa wa Harun, when they submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were they rewarded immediately? No. Fir'aun crucified every single one of them. So just because you obey a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not make your mentality where you should say, where's my appreciation? Where's my recognition? Where's my reward? Ya Allah, is this fair? I left this thing for you, but I'm struggling. I left this thing for you. I threw down my staff, but I'm suffering. No, we need to change our paradigm of how we think, our mindset, the wisdom of test. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. The wisdom of all of the tests that come in your life, from the beginning all the way to the end, is to see who is true, who is sincere, and who is untruthful, and who is insincere. The wisdom of tests is to see whether you obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, irrespective of whether there is any immediate gratification or delayed gratification or any reward whatsoever. That is the first element to check your obedience. And the second thing is to teach us that just because you've done one thing, just because you've obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's one command, doesn't mean you're done. Doesn't mean your journey's over. Doesn't mean that's it. No. test will come upon test and test and test until you are completely transformed. The purpose of test is for you to strengthen yourself, your iman, your resolve, your belief, your faith, your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we'll learn from this story as well. That the first command came, throw it away, and he threw it. Receive any recognition? No. Do you think this is the end? No. More tests now are coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. What happened? He threw down the staff. Did the staff turn into gold? No. The staff turned into a moving, rapidly moving snake. Not just a nice, pretty snake, a very, very dangerous looking snake, which is rapidly moving away. Imagine now if I put a snake here amongst us, what will happen to every single one of us? We'll all jump up and we'll run away. Even though we may be 5 foot or 6 foot, and the snake may be just 30 centimeters, we'll run away because of that snake, especially if it's slithering really, really fast. This is a Musa al-Islam's staff, which is at least 5 to 6 feet. And there it is, become a snake and rapidly moving. Did Musa alayhi salam, what was the reaction of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? And this is an important thing to reflect. Walla mudbiran wa lam yu'aqib. He did very much what every single one of us would do in that particular situation. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam ran so fast and he did not even turn around. He did not look back. We would do the same thing. If there's an anaconda here, if there's a rattlesnake which is 6 feet long, we would all run as well. This is what? The first reaction of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. So now he's seen his staff change. It's a snake. It's not beneficial for him anymore, but he's running away. And then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, take it. Pick it up. This very staff that was close to you, near to you, you've thrown it down. You obeyed my command without any hesitation. Now I want you to overcome your external fear. External fear and pick it up and take it. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam then, the second test, this is the second test. He took the staff. We would all hesitate. We'd probably run and we still wouldn't stop. Musa alayhi salam stopped. He turned around and he listened to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he took the staff. Did the snake bite him? No, it didn't. Why? What happened? سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned it back into its original state. The staff returned back into a staff, even though it was a snake, just moments ago. And this is the second lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was teaching Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. When you obey Allah azza wa jal wholeheartedly, and then when you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly, even though it looks like a snake, pick it up. Will not harm you because I will not allow it to harm you. Just the way Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire, he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرَضًا وَسَلَامًا. He knew that that fire could not harm him whatsoever. Yusuf alayhi salam knew that the prisoners could not harm him whatsoever. Him being thrown into the well, he would not be harmed because he was protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam knew that the promise and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haqq. And therefore, in spite of his physical fears, he picked it up again to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he passed the first test of throwing it down, then he passed the second test as well, picking it up by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you would assume that this is enough for one day. But no, like I said, the purpose of tests is to build upon those and to transform you and to get you closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These tests have occurred, but the next test was even harder. What was the next test? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him, go to Fir'aun. فَإِنَّهُ بَغَى. He has transgressed. He has gone completely haywire. Go to him and speak to him and bring him back to the haqq and the such. So Musa alayhi salam, he goes with that staff. Before it was just him and the staff. Then he goes and now he is there in the audience of thousands of people. Thousands of people are there in the court of Fir'aun. And hundreds of magicians are there in front of Musa alayhi salam. Those are the magicians of Fir'aun. And it's no ordinary scene. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned in the Quran, وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. That those magicians did an absolutely magnificent, mesmerizing form of magic. that even all of their staffs turned into snakes. So Musa alayhi salam is there thinking, okay, now this is an even harder test as well. I thought running away from one snake was hard. Now here there's hundreds of snakes in front of me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again commands Musa alayhi salam that throw down your staff, drop your staff, فَأَلْقِيهَا, and then throw it down. Musa alayhi salam throws down his staff and it swallowed all of their magic and it exposed all of those magicians. So much so that those magicians then bowed down and submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again we see test upon test upon test. The first test, he ran away, he had this external fear. The second test, he didn't run away. He went into that particular court and he faced all of those magicians. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً, that within his heart was a small amount of fear. Before, his fear was external and it was great. But then the second test built him up after he picked up the staff. And now, amongst all of these hundreds of magicians, he has a fear, but it's only in his heart. He no longer fears the outer. He only has a small element of fear within his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who asked him at the beginning, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى, what is that in your right hand, is the same Lord who can see that fear in his heart. So the first test was only the snake. The second test was hundreds of snakes. But what you can see here, that test upon test upon test, Musa alayhi salam is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And he's getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So which situation would actually be tougher? The first one, where the staff changed, or the second one, where there's hundreds of snakes? The second one undoubtedly, but in spite of the second situation being even more severe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى, do not worry whatsoever, indeed you are the one who will be victorious, you are the one who will be the most superior. And again, going back to our own personal staff, when we drop things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will get pushback from community, from society, about your beard, about your hijab, about your way of life, about so many other things. But we need to continue and persevere. We need to remember that victory will always be with us. In spite of the hundreds or entire nations and communities against you, victory will be with you. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. But this doesn't mean now here that the test is over. No, the test now is going to get even more tough and tough. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, after this entire incident, he's taking all of his qawm and he's fleeing, he's running away from Fir'aun. But it's no ordinary scene. Fir'aun is there with his entire army, with hundreds if not thousands of horses and cavalry and armor and spears and weapons and so many things. And there is Musa alayhi salam just there with his staff, just there with people who are unarmed in any way. They are just there trying to flee the situation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again in the Quran, he describes this particular incident. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمَعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ, that when both groups saw each other, imagine one group here who have nothing to defend themselves, and thousands of people coming, you can see them, physically see the distance closing, you can see almost eye to eye. And the Ashabi Musa said to him that, Inna la mudrakun, there is no doubt now that we will be utterly destroyed. Why? Behind us is this great army, and in front of us is this great ocean, this great sea. Where will we go? Very, very tough situation. Now go back to the first situation when Musa alayhi salam threw down his staff. What was his reaction? Look at the second situation. He had fear, but it was only in his heart. Now look at the third situation, test upon test upon test. What did Musa alayhi salam do? Did he run? No, out of fear. None whatsoever. Did he have any fear inside his heart? No, no fear inside his heart whatsoever. Why? The only thing that he mentions, which is recorded in the Quran, he goes, Kalla, inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. Have no fear, all of you whatsoever. Indeed, my Lord is with me, and he will guide us even through this very difficult situation. So when you are struggling with your alcohol, with your pornography, with your haram, with your gambling, with all of these things, and you think that it's a difficult situation, you'll never get out of it, you threw down all of those things, your staff for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole world may be against you, the whole world may be there to kill you, harm you, but no, don't worry like Musa alayhi salam, and remember that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Look at the transformation from one test to the next test to the next test. It only strengthened the heart and the resolve and the belief and the mind and the iman of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْكٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. We inspire to Musa alayhi salam, strike the sea with that same staff that you feared, that same staff that you ran away from. Strike it with this staff and you will see that the sea will part like great mountains. This is what happened, and they crossed, and all of the army of Fir'aun were utterly destroyed. So this teaches us a very, very important lesson, that when we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will inevitably, eventually, always be in your favor. When you drop your staff, whatever your staff may represent in your life, in your right hand what you possess, or in your left hand, or all of the haram that you do, and equally, even the halal things, if you drop them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be the result? Allah will strengthen your heart. Allah will remove the fear in your life, both inwardly and outwardly. But if you do not have that faith, if you do not have that obedience, and you have that hesitation and not that complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will always remain weak in the dunya and you'll remain weak in the hereafter. So if you realize the entire story, it was always about whether you're willing to drop the staff or not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was willing, فَأَلْقَاهَا, and he did it immediately. It was the snake that was the staff. It was the magicians, but the staff ate all the magicians, the snakes. It was the ocean, and again it was the staff. The 12 springs that came, all happened because of what one thing? Because of that staff that he dropped for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that reminder for us all, that whatever you have left for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever you have dropped for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you've done it sincerely and wholeheartedly, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get you through the greatest of difficulties and calamities in life, like he did Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So we need to reflect today on what do we hold in our right hand, what are those things, and are we willing to drop the halal, and especially are we willing even to drop the haram for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do, know that you will succeed undoubtedly in this dunya and also in the hereafter. وَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا